The Rav Yishua Abba, during his Shabbos Shuvah Joshua, he said over B'Shem the Bali Musar that they ask that on Yom Kippur, Motzei Yom Kippur, so after a whole Yom Kippur davening, we're all flying, what do we say right after Yom Kippur? V'hu Rachum. So he asked that V'hu Rachum, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu again, Yechaper Ovoim V'lo Yashchis V'hir B'lo Hashav Ape. What could we have possibly done between Ma'ariv Yom Kippur, between Ni'ilo Yom Kippur and Ma'ariv that we have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Kapara? So I was thinking one machshava. We know that a Nazir, Bashlomas Nezirusim, when he completes his Nezirus, he had to bring three karbonas. One of the karbonas that the Nazir had to bring was a carbon chappas. It's a chlekes in the Gemara, Reb Loza HaKapra and the Chachomim, whether a Nazir who was Pirish from Melam Hazeh, is he a Chayte or is he a Kaddish? Reb Loza HaKapra said the Nazir is a Chayte. The Chachamim argued, the Chachamim said that a Nazir is a Kaddish. So, Lechura, Bishleim, according to Reb Loza HaKapra, that a Nazir is a Chayte. We understand why the Nazir had to bring a carbon chappas. As the Chachayte, a Chayte brings a carbon chappas. But according to the Chachamim that hold that a Nazir is a Kaddish, why in the world does he have to bring a carbon chappas? A Kaddish doesn't bring a carbon chappas. A Chayte brings a carbon chappas. The Ramban, Ala Torah, in Parshas Nosei, asks this question. And he says it. Dover Nifla Abamoid. He says that the Nazir does not have to bring the Karban Chatas for what he did. He doesn't have to bring a Karban Chatas for where he's coming from. He has to bring a Karban Chatas for what he's about to do. He has to bring a Karban Chatas for where he's going. This Nazir just showed the world during these 30 days of his Stam Naziris what he's capable of. He showed the world that he's capable of picking up his game to a level that's unbelievable. He could be Poyresh Mikol Tanuga El Mazer. He's capable of unbelievable things. He's now walking away from that. He's going back to live a mundane existence. Dafa bringing a carbon chatas. Not for what he did. What he did is unbelievable. But for where he's going. For going back to live that mundane existence. So I was thinking every year, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, it doesn't matter who you are, what level you're on. By the time you say Hashem Hu Elikim for the seventh time, you're flying on Yom Kippur. You're in a place where you're never during the course of the year. Now the Chazan's going to get up and he's going to say, oh, Rachel, you're going to go right back to live your mundane existence. Dafman Hoban Kapara. You know what the Kapara is? Not for where you're coming from. The Kapara is for the fact that you, like the Nazir, you're going to go, you just showed the world what you're capable of. And you're going to go back to live your mundane existence. Either way, everyone should have a Chad Koshev, a Sameach.